We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
Is it okay to have a casual hookup with a married person if they say they have an open marriage and they invited you in? That is relationship intervention for today. And we have, well, Connor, who we're going to call Connor because we're going to change your name so that nobody knows your real name. We'll let you give the whole story, Connor, and then maybe our mixed listeners can help you out with this. What's going on?
Okay, so single dude here. I walked to a bar in an apartment, and my friends and I know the bartenders, including Janie. Now, she and I have a lot in common, except, you know, she's married.
She's married, the bartender.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
But she tells me, and only me, that she's in an open marriage. And, you know, told me we can go out a few times and take it further. What? I'm like, nah, I can't do that. Although, you know, I would love to.
All right, okay. Wait a minute. Married bartender, Your friends, she's not telling everybody she's in an open marriage. She's just telling you she's an open marriage.
She's just telling me. And, you know, since I said nah, she said, you know, okay, I'll try to hang out with one of your other friends. But I think you and I are a match for some fun, nothing more. So I don't know. Do I jump on this opportunity, try it out, or should I just back off?
Whoa, man,
I can't believe you're even asking this question, Connor.
You're a single dude, and this is like a guy's dream fantasy to hear a woman say, I may be married, but we're in an open relationship. And so you're kind of wondering where to go with this?
Yeah, you know, it's not something that's typically common. So I'm a little confused, you know, what should I do here? And I've asked all my friends, but, you know, they're just guys, you know, they're not really giving me good advice.
They're probably telling you, go for it, right?
Yeah, but without a second thought. You know, I got to have a second thought with it. You know, she's married and she says her husband's like that, but I don't know.
Well, yeah. Have you ever said to her, I mean, I know you're calling her Janie. I don't even know if that's a real name, but are you telling her or asking her, can I have proof that your husband's okay with this? Because look, there are people in open relationships.
There are
people that if there's an agreement, but typically people that I know of that have been in open relationships, it's only if both people agree to who that person is going to be involved with. Everyone has to agree.
Well, and it sounds like Janie is open to picking up anybody, according to what she told you, Connor. Like, my husband's okay with this. Let's just go with it. And she kind of has eyes for you.
Well, yeah, she tells only me, you know, that she's in an open marriage. But, you know, how do I go about asking for proof, though? You know, like, what do I do?
Yeah, because you don't want to all of a sudden, like, hook up with her and then, oh, wait, no, she wasn't telling the truth about the hubby.
I mean, that's the look. Mm. Okay, I'm obviously, if you've listened to the show, you know I'm no way I'm going to be like, yeah, just go for it. No big deal. No consequences. This is a mess. It's totally, completely a mess because she is married. If there is truly an open relationship, then I think you need to honestly say, all right, if your husband's down with this, I'd like to meet your husband. Would you meet the husband, Connor?
I don't know. That's so weird. That would be really uncomfortable, I think.
Okay, yeah, that's a little weird,
Wait. But then, Connor, that tells me you're not looking to have a relationship with her. You just want to be physical with her.
Well, that's what she's telling me, that she wants to be physical with me. So, you know, I'm just kind of reciprocating that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, a little tit for tat there,
no,
right? Is that what they say?
I don't buy it. I don't believe her. I don't believe her. I don't believe
don't
her
believe
that this
her?
Is an actual open relationship.
Right, this is why whenever we get one of these messages on Facebook Messenger, we take it to our mixed family because we are split on this.
I can't think you're really okay with this.
I mean, she said it's cool.
Of course she's going to say that because she's not thinking straight. I mean, she's...
What do you mean she's not thinking straight?
Again, if this was a real open relationship and the husband was okay with this, I feel like that would have been included in the conversation to say, my husband's all right. He's got his thing. I've got my thing. We talk about it. I think this is something you should stay.
Connor,
find another bar to go to with your friends, Connor.
Yeah, but that's the best bar to go to. All right, Connor. So we're going to throw this out. Everyone listening, they're going to call in with advice, our mixed family. Will you hang up, listen to the advice, and then if you could give us a call back, like let's say tomorrow morning, if you want to head to the bar tonight with the advice that you heard, and then give us a call tomorrow morning and let us know what you decided to do?
Yeah, Just wish me luck, guys, you know?
Right. Yeah, well, I just feel like you're gonna hear from a lot of people that are going to say, run the other way.
All right, so call right now if you want to give advice for Connor. And a lot of you do. 414-432-1099. You're offered a little casual hookup with a married person who says they're in an open relationship. Do you go for it or do you back away? That's what Connor wants to know in Relationship Intervention this week on The Mix.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.